Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome again to another beautiful edition of Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona, and Savitri is having an international journey as we speak, and she'll be back with us very, very soon. And today we have a very special guest. I'm very happy to have my friend Carrie Hart on the show, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about Carrie. Carrie is very passionate about sharing her knowledge of the raw food lifestyle. And it's great. I personally didn't know that much about raw food until I started, learning and finding out what she had done in her store. And so it's just been a real education. And she's been basically focused on eating organically for her entire adult life. And she began her journey working at an organic food cooperative in 2001. And then over the years, she has worked extensively in the raw food community at restaurants and as a product representative for Sacred Chocolate and Sun Warrior Raw Chocolate, and as a raw food chef at an organic permaculture farm. So Carrie is also a certified live food chef, which we'll talk about, and she's very well connected in the raw food community. And she's studied many different nutritional philosophies and uses her knowledge to make raw vegan living both accessible and sustainable to those who wish to take charge of their own personal health. She advocates for high-quality organic food choices and has given many raw food cuisine seminars in the Seattle area. She's the owner of Raw Vegan Source, which is an organic health food store in Duval, Washington, and it is fantastic. And you can learn more about Carrie at rawvegansource.com, and you can also shop there because it's a fantastic store. So Carrie, welcome to the show.
Hi Mona, thanks for having me.
You're so, so welcome. So I'd love to have you tell our listeners what got you interested in raw food. And what is raw food for those that don't know?
Okay. Well, I got interested in raw food because I had just a natural interest in nutrition and wellness and physical fitness. So my parents were really good examples of living a very healthy lifestyle. They would exercise every day, and I would see them, you know, doing these things and eating well. And so naturally, I was just drawn to this kind of information, and I would just read as much as I possibly could, and I really enjoyed it. So on my free time, I would just read all about nutrition and about the body. And over the years, I tried many different styles of eating, different ways of eating. And the more I learned about organic, the more I saw the value in it. And just from constantly reading up and seeking more information, over time, I came across the raw food philosophy. And I just got really motivated and excited about trying it out and to see how it would work for me. And I went ahead and started implementing the way of living, and I just felt really great. And it's been several years now, but I'm really enjoying it very much, and it's working for me.
Wow, that's fantastic. So what, explain, I know it might seem crazy, but what, explain raw food to our listeners.
Sure. So when people say raw food, or when you hear raw food, what that means is that any time during the processing of the food, the temperature is never goes above 118 degrees. So from the time the farmers pick it through packaging, processing, milling, or anywhere along the lines, the end result when you purchase the product, it never goes above 118 degrees. And what this does is it preserves the antioxidants, the vitamins, the minerals, and enzymes. So they're completely vital and bioavailable.
So it's not like you ever, it's not like you never cook anymore.
Well,
or do you never cook anymore?
I cook on occasion, but personally I eat a very high percentage of my diet in raw. In the winter here in Seattle, it's quite cold. So if I really, you know, want something warm, I will make some soup, usually miso soup, or on occasion I'll have some steamed vegetables. And that's usually just only during the winter, really.
Wow.
But I do drink tea, so I do make tea year-round.
That's beautiful. So what did you notice when you first started eating raw? What did you notice a shift in your energy?
Well, definitely a shift in my energy. I used to get tired around 6 o'clock. I'm a mother of three children, and I'd get very tired, you know, start to lose energy around 6 p.m. But now, since eating raw, I can go, you know, really, really high energy until after 9 o'clock. And my body type is I wake up early, go to bed early. So having energy all the way until I'm ready to wind down is really, it's really been great because I have more time to take care of everything that I need to be responsible for. And go ahead.
So how do your kids eat raw? How do they like this lifestyle?
They do not eat entirely raw, but I do give them a lot of raw foods intentionally. However, they have their favorite foods that are cooked because when they started growing up, I was feeding them cooked food at that time. So I do give them fresh juices and salads and lots of fruit as their option for snacking. And they do like the typical things that kids love, like macaroni and such. But I buy organic, and I'm mindful of my purchasing when I buy them those things.
Oh, okay. So what does the typical day look like when you get up? What do you have for breakfast? How does a breakfast, lunch, and dinner look like?
Well, I do work out every day, sometimes twice a day. So my diet might be a little more high carb than some people would benefit from. So I'll work out in the morning, but I'll have something sweet before I go work out, like an orange or a kiwi or just something with some high sugar, and I immediately go and do cardio or lift weights or both. And so after my workout, I'll have a high protein meal for muscle recovery, and I'll have like a vegan protein powder mixed with water and a piece of fruit. And sometimes I'll add some coconut sugar to the protein powder just to get in those simple carbs right after the workout.
Ah.
And then I'll wait a few hours, like 2 to 3 hours, and then I'll make a smoothie out of fresh fruit. And I'll add in like a greens powder, like spirulina or chlorella or barley or some kind of a greens powder to it. Then the next meal, again, I'll have a high-protein meal and usually a piece of fruit with that. And snack on fruit. And then dinner, I have like a green juice and a salad or some kind of a vegetable, raw vegetable. Being that it's summer now, I'm just eating a whole lot of fresh produce, more so than I do in the winter. In the winter, I tweak things. But I really eat according to what my current protocol is and according to seasonally, locally, what's available. And so I really have all these things in mind when I'm tweaking my diet.
Yeah. So what do you do in the wintertime? Because I know right now it's fantastic to eat raw. There's just so much abundance. But in the wintertime, it's a little different.
In the wintertime, I choose, you know, as much local as I possibly can, but sometimes I will end up buying things that are not local just to keep the high raw. And I don't eat too much different than I just explained. The actual fruits and vegetables do change with.
Yes.
Right.
Do you eat, like in the winter, I know here in the Northwest it gets really chilly on these rainy days. So do you find that you're sensitive, or does your body shift when it's cold and rainy outside, do you find yourself craving something warm or hot like soup?
Definitely, I do. And so I try to satiate myself with really, you know, lots of tea. And I do drink a lot of tea, yerba mate or tulsi or herbal teas made from dried cut herbs and things.
And that satisfies you and that keeps your energy going?
Yeah, and lots of times I'll add like dried mushrooms or herbs and blend up numerous herbs in a pot and I just drink from that all day long.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And do your parents still carry on this lifestyle as well?
They do. They still exercise. My mom's a water aerobics instructor and they are pretty fit. And my father is a great example. He's in his 70s and he's extremely lean and fit.
Wow. And
he's been a fantastic influence.
Wow. Do your kids exercise as well along with you?
Oh, sometimes they do. they run around a lot, so they don't really, yeah, but they'll play around. They'll jump on the exercise ball or try to do tricks and things. And I have little 1-pound weights and they kind of, they participate for a minute.
Ah, got it. Okay. Well, you know, I want to continue this conversation more on this raw vegan lifestyle when we come back from our commercial break. So stay tuned. This is Mona, and you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona, and I'm having a conversation with my dear friend Carrie Hart, who is a certified live food raw chef, or raw food chef,
and she is the owner of an organic health food store in Duval, Washington, called Raw Vegan Source. And you can find her products at rawvegansource.com, and I'll post that link with the archive of the show today so you can check that out. So welcome back, Carrie.
Hello, Mona.
Great. Well, listen, I wanted to talk a little bit more about your raw food lifestyle. And did you have any particular health challenges that gave you the impetus to choose this lifestyle?
Yes, I'd had, it naturally just came up in my studies, in nutrition, but I wanted to see, see the benefits or how it could support me in healing from an autoimmune disease, and particularly, thyroid Hashimoto's disease. So from everything I had learned, I'd been doing the raw lifestyle for a while, and from all the information I'd come across, it would be a really supportive diet to assist me on my journey of getting off prescription drugs and healing myself naturally. So I dedicated my focus to learning all about supporting the thyroid and how Hashimoto's functions in the body and how the thyroid functions. And so over about the period of a year and a half, I slowly incrementally tapered off of my prescription drugs, and I would visit my doctor and have his assistance as far as getting blood work done. But in the end, I was making the call as far as when to reduce, and the doctor would of course approve of such things, because I was looking better and better, and I was requiring less and less of the drugs. So yeah, after about a year and a half, I got the micrograms way down, and one day I just knew intuitively that I did not need to take the prescription anymore. And
wow.
I've been great ever since. I had one instance where I felt that my thyroid was really needing some more nourishment. So then again, I delved even deeper at that time and learned so much more about the thyroid, and really, at that point, really, really nourished, and again, felt fantastic after I did a protocol to really address the thyroid.
Well, there's so many women that have thyroid issues, maybe not to the extreme that you had, but what type of raw foods are particularly supportive of thyroid issues, whether it's hypo or hyperactive thyroids, or does it matter?
Well, it does matter. But my focus was on the hypothyroid, so I can't really speak too much on the hyper. But so there are foods and herbs that are nourishing, and so I would consume coconut oil, mustard seed, Brazil nuts, herbs like hoshu wu, or otherwise known as foti, astragalus root powder, ashwagandha, and these foods I would and dulse, seaweeds like dulse, very helpful. And I would consume these foods almost every day, or rotate through and have numerous of those foods every day. And I did start taking an herbal supplement that was designed to support the thyroid, which again had many different seaweeds and things in it.
I was going to ask you, hypothyroid is the underactive thyroid, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so you found, just by diet alone and obviously supporting it with particular herbs, that you were able to get that back into balance.
Well, I won't say diet alone. I also did yoga that was targeted on the stimulating the thyroid. And I tried things like magnet therapy. I just did this all on my own. Magnet therapy and the yoga, and things like massaging the thyroid while jumping on a mini trampoline. All these little things I did implement and did every single day.
Wow, that is fantastic. Because I know the drug Synthroid is very common, used very commonly, and it can't possibly heal, because that's not the purpose of it. So this is fantastic to hear that you were able to correct this situation with diet, because it's been, I think it's one of those more challenging chronic issues for women to deal with. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, it was quite challenging. And even while I've been off the drugs, there's times when I can tell that my thyroid is functioning low. And because I'm really tuned in and I can even feel within my throat, like a dull radiating, like a dull radiating sensation. And so then when I feel that, I know that my thyroid needs some extra support. So I am off the drugs, but I'm always mindful to pay attention to how my energy is, how my throat feels, all these little things. I'm pretty tuned in and I know to be aware. And
well, mm-hmm. Do you have a go-to drink when you feel that way?
No, I'll just make sure that perhaps I'm consuming a little bit extra of all these little foods and things that I normally consume. Maybe I'll have a little more dulse or a little more seaweed or something to make sure that I'm really have been covering my bases adequately.
Okay. And I know your store is just fantastic in terms of selections, and there's lots of seaweed out on the market. So what would you advise the listeners today? How do you choose a seaweed? How do you know which one is going to be more effective than another's? Because I know you've done a lot of research on this.
Well, it depends on what your intention is. If you are purchasing a seaweed to support you and for a specific healing, you'll have to find out which one that is. And the products that I carry are all sun-dried, so they're not heated at high temperatures or anything like that. So they are going to retain the enzymes and vitamins and minerals that make the seaweed beneficial. So I would just, you can even call, if you find seaweeds online or in your local store, I would call the company and discuss with them their processing procedures and ask them directly, are these, oven dried, dehydrator dried, sun dried, what have you, and just really ask everything. Feel free to ask everything that you want to know about it and see what they have to say.
Wow, that's fantastic, because I know that's something that you've started to do with all your vendors, right, where you call and check them out?
Absolutely. I call every one of my vendors and discuss with them the processing and the procedures that they go through with their products, and I make sure that they are indeed organic and preferably third-party organic. So there's USDA organic, but third-party certified is another person. They send in a person inspector to come in and inspect the facilities, from everything from verifying clean water being used in a clean facility and making sure that there's no pesticides, herbicides, and things used, and making sure that not even GMO seed is being used in the production. So third-party certified really is what to look for when you are purchasing organic products.
And it will tell you. No, I honestly didn't know that.
Yeah, you look for USDA, but it will also say a name of another third-party certifier. And there's many different parties who certify, so the names will vary of those. So just
fantastic.
Read your labels.
Have you always done this, or is this a recent development where you're checking the suppliers or calling your suppliers?
Oh no, we've always interviewed them and made sure that they are high integrity companies, that they provide the best possible that we can bring in.
So is that available on your website? Do you make the interviews available?
I'm starting to make them available. We now have, as of a month or two ago, we now have a YouTube channel where I will be posting interviews where I go and visit these food manufacturers and let them tell you all about their process and their intentions with the products and let them explain it all and the benefits. So I can kind of just step aside and just let them speak for themselves.
Oh, love that idea. Have you had to change any vendors in your process of talking with them?
So far, I've had to change a few products. Some vendors, they carry really awesome high quality, but then somehow they allow a few products within their line that I find are not as superior as could be. So I have not had to eliminate any one manufacturer, but sometimes I'll eliminate a few of the products that they have available.
You know, I have a question about the seaweed before we go to break again. Because seaweed comes from the ocean and there's the issue with Fukushima, has that been an issue in terms of sourcing healthy seaweed?
So far it has. One company I worked with, they put a halt on their manufacturing and distributing. So that did affect for a while. For several months, there was a great shortage on the availability for purchase. And then otherwise, the other products, they have been, the companies that I work with have been doing fantastic screening, testing up for 17 different metals and toxins and pollutants in the seaweed. So fortunately, I work with really great companies that are very conscious and concerned with these things as well as I, you know, as much as I am.
That is fantastic, and there's a lot of companies out there that don't do that, so that's a huge benefit to your customers. So it's time for us to take another break, so we'll be right back with our conversation with Carrie and her knowledge on raw food. So you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio. We're having a great conversation with Carrie Hart, who is owner of Raw Vegan Source. It's a beautiful organic health food store in Duval. And just before the segment, the last segment, we were just talking about how Carrie, how you interview your suppliers, which is just huge for them to come and find out, you know, where are these products coming from, because that's becoming more and more important in this polluted world. So thank you for providing that service for your customers.
Yeah, it's very important. So I'm happy. I'm really happy to do this.
No, terrific. And I also, for if you're listening to this and you're not sure about this raw food lifestyle and you have a sweet tooth, I want to have you, Carrie, talk about this product that you're developing, which is your amazing raw chocolate, because that's such a big thing right now in the market, in the health food marketplace. But yours is particularly special. So talk a little bit about what you're doing there.
Yeah, I'm creating a product line that does include raw chocolate. There's a few different things I'm working on. One of them will be a product where you can make your chocolate yourself in your own home, and the product itself will provide all the ingredients and instructions and everything you need to do that yourself. Raw and organic, so it'll be really easy for you to do this yourself at home to make your own chocolates.
Fantastic. Because I know when I sampled your chocolate, you had like two different kinds there, and they just tasted like no other raw chocolate ever that I had ever tasted. And so I don't know if these are secret ingredients, but oh, it was delicious.
Well, that one had secret ingredients.
Oh, it did? Okay.
I had given you some of my aphrodisiac chocolate.
Oh, yes. In fact, I want to tell our listeners, Carrie did this amazing evening where one of our other mutual friends would you call her a dating coach?
A numerologist and dating coach. Matchmaker.
Yeah, she's just a matchmaker. It was a wonderful evening, and Carrie was kind enough to host this evening at her home. And so we had this 3-hour workshop about dating. And Carrie had served this amazing raw chocolate to everyone that had these special aphrodisiac ingredients in it. And we just loved it. And so I didn't know if the ingredients were proprietary, but obviously this is going to be your secret recipe when it comes out.
It won't be such
and
a
so,
secret.
Will we be able to make this in our own home then?
I haven't decided if that one will be included in the kit products, but
okay,
yeah. If I do end up putting that one on the market, it won't be a secret, of course, because I'll list all my ingredients, so you know exactly what you're consuming.
Yes, well, it's fantastic to know, because for somebody who does not have a raw lifestyle, it may feel a little limiting. But when that's why I wanted to bring the chocolate piece in, is that it's you probably don't feel deprived of anything once you're on this program, right?
Oh, I don't. I eat really well balanced, and I'm really in tune with myself. And when I, you know, if I ever crave something or desire something, there are raw options to fulfill those desires. And I'm an experimenter, so I'm constantly experimenting with my food, and I'm trying to make, you know, clean as possible with minimal fat and minimal sugars involved. And so I'm constantly experimenting to make really clean, simple, minimum ingredient foods. And
I would say that coconut makes up a good portion of your diet.
No, I try to keep a low-fat diet, because coconut is excellent for us, but if you overdo it, you know, you could run into some trouble with putting on weight. So I don't eat a significant amount of coconut, but I eat a very small amount every day, whether it be oil or coconut butter.
Ah, okay. And then you mentioned coconut sugar. And mm-hmm. I think, isn't that a fairly new idea on the market?
It's been around for a few years, but I think it's getting more exposure lately with all the popularity of the coconut milks and things. And coconut sugar is a low glycemic sugar, so it's a great option for many people.
Great. And there was a category. Oh, you know, there's also a big popularity of chia seeds right now. So do chia seeds play a role in your diet?
I consume them on occasion. I don't consume them every day or even consistently. I think they're a great food. They're really great for cleansing out the intestinal system, and they have good fats and good protein. And I think they're really delicious. I love to make a cereal out of them or a porridge, and that's really delicious. And I think during the winter, you're asking about winter foods, that has seemed to be my choice for my winter breakfast, making a chia porridge.
Oh, fantastic. So how much do nuts play a role in your diet?
I consume a minimal amount of nuts because it's the high fat content. So I will, sometimes I don't eat them at all for, you know, long periods of time. And other times I will eat them. I really kind of cycle my diet and eat, you know, a certain way for a given period of time, and then I'll change it completely and eat that way for a given period of time. I'm constantly changing up what I'm doing.
And that's really the key, is that variety, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Variety is very important. And it's kind of back to Mother Nature's way. We have seasons, and the food that's available seasonally is it's in Mother Nature's way of shifting our diet. You know, four times a year, we kind of shift and change up what we're eating, and if we eat according to Mother Nature, we're eating from a given selection of foods for certain periods of time throughout the year.
Wow.
Yeah. So variety is key and.
So what is your favorite kitchen piece of kitchen equipment?
My high-speed blender. I use that every day.
Oh, okay. Do you use like a Vitamix, or what brand do you prefer?
I've used Vitamix and I have used BlendTec, and I've owned both, and I prefer the BlendTec. The BlendTec has a wider bottom, a wider base, and so for me, with the things that I make, I prefer the wider base. I feel like that just blends better, in my opinion.
Ah, fantastic. Because I know we have a Vitamix here at the house, and we have two containers because somebody's always making a smoothie going, and it's held up really well. But I never really thought of other brands of blenders that are in that category. In fact, I'd never even heard of BlendTec, but that's just me, and I haven't shopped blenders, so this is good to know. And so the same thing with BlendTec, you can heat things. It will, if you let it blend long enough, it can warm certain foods, correct?
Yeah, yes, you can. So after about three or four cycles, it starts to get warm.
Fantastic.
I do like the Vitamix. It's just my preference is the BlendTec.
Yes, exactly. So I wanted to talk about, you've got a certification of a live food chef. So what is that, and what does that entail?
That entails, well, the course that I took, I had the option to focus on one area or to learn just pretty much just learn all areas like snacks, dinners, you know, desserts, drinks, and I really just took on all aspects, and I've been doing this for quite a while, so getting the certification was really fun, and I already knew what was going on, but it was really fun to learn from someone else and get another person's take on things, and we created really beautiful food, and I had such a fun time with all the people who were in the class, and really created a nice little network of chefs. Yeah, it was a wonderful experience.
So do you use that? I mean, do you cook for people right now, or how are you using that?
No, I really just took the course for my own personal knowledge, just so I can use it for my family or for events or for teaching classes. I'll do short classes and teach people about aspects of raw foods and how to create meals. And yeah, it's really enjoyable. It's working with fresh food. It's very tactile. You can use your hands and you can focus on the beauty of the foods. And it's very simple, and it's a clean way to work too. There's no sticky pots and there's no, you know, messes that are gooey and difficult to deal with. And you're not turning on the oven and heating up the whole place. And
exactly. So you're going to use a knife and a blender as probably your best kitchen utensils then, right?
For sure. Absolutely.
Fantastic. So it's a beautiful day. And do you have a favorite recipe that you're liking right now with all the abundance of produce?
Yeah, right now I'm find that I'm making a fruit smoothie one or two times a day. And would you like me to share a recipe?
Yes. In fact, let's do that when we come back from a break. The show goes so fast. So when we come back, we're going to hear some of Carrie's favorite recipes. So stay tuned. You're listening to Sister Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to our last segment of Sisters Talk Radio. This is Mona, and we're talking with Carrie Hart, who's the owner of Raw Vegan Source in Duval, Washington. It's a fantastic Health Organic Health Food Store. And Carrie is going to share some of her favorite recipes right now with us. So, Carrie, what's some of your favorites?
Yeah, it's really simple. I'll just tell you a fruit smoothie that's very simple and really delicious, especially in this heat. So in your blender, put 12 ounces of water, 2 cups of frozen berries, and 2 frozen bananas, and 1 teaspoon of a green food powder, like spirulina or barley or some kind of a green blend like Ormus greens. And you blend that up 2 or 3 times, and it is the thickest, most delicious smoothie ever. You could add a little stevia or a little sweetener if you want, but it's pretty sweet on its own. And that is, it's really, really very cold and very thick. So it's excellent on a really hot day.
I'm going to try that today. As a matter of fact, I've got all the ingredients, so that is terrific. So what do you do for when you have, when you want something savory?
Savory. Like I said, I like to experiment. So I will take my protein powder and I'll blend it with some water and some other ingredients, like, for example, with maybe some nutritional yeast, and blend that up. And the protein powder I use natural. I don't use a chocolate or vanilla flavor. And when I blend that up, it makes almost like a dip. And I have dipped like carrots or things in it, and it's quite savory. I'm not using salt. Yeah, I'm not using salt these days. So those two ingredients right there, the nutritional yeast and protein powder, it makes a really delicious combination for dipping vegetables, or you can put it on anything, crackers or anything else.
That's a great idea. I never thought to do that. That's fantastic. So like a lot of people like hummus. So it would kind of give you that same kind of feel.
Right. And if you use a pea-based protein, that makes a really great hummus substitute.
A pea-based protein.
Right. So a raw vegan protein that's based off of peas. That is really excellent with nutritional yeast, and it does taste a lot like a bean dip.
Wow. Is that something you sell in your store?
Well, I sell the protein powder that I use to make this, yeah.
And then just how much nutritional yeast would you use?
About.
So what are the proportions?
So I'll use 2 scoops of protein powder, and I'll use about a tablespoon of nutritional yeast. And then I'll mix in about 1/4 cup of water.
Oh, wow. So that will make it nice and thick.
Yeah,
and
high protein.
If somebody has candida issues, is that if you've got the yeast in there, does that trigger anything, or is it kind of a non-issue?
I don't recommend the nutritional yeast for someone who has candida concerns.
Okay.
I would avoid any yeast products, brewer's yeast, or nutritional yeast.
Okay. Would it still make a dip if you left out the nutritional yeast and you just used the protein powder and a little bit of water? Would that still make an adequate dip?
It would, for sure.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's great. I never thought of doing that because that wouldn't have any of the oils that sometimes hummus has more oil in it.
Right. And that, this version is very low fat. So
great.
It's an excellent, excellent for someone who wants a low fat diet.
Fantastic. Well, tell us a little bit about your store and the variety of things that you carry and how people can access your store.
Yeah, so we have a website, rawvegansource.com, and then we have a store in Duval, Washington. And I carry organic, non-GMO. Most everything is gluten-free, and most everything is vegan. But I do make the exception with bee products. I do have bee products. I just feel that they're highly healing food. So for those people who like the bee products, we've got pollen and honey and such. I carry seaweeds, nuts, herbs, supplements, home products, and books and DVDs and all kinds of things to support one who's on a journey of health. And one really supports people who take responsibility for their own health. And I love all the products I have. If I don't love it, then I I send it off and take it out. Don't make it available anymore.
Is everything in your store available online?
Yes, I believe everything is available online.
Great. Because, you know, when I went to her store, I was just like in heaven because the variety was incredible. And there were brands I'd never even heard of that you have done such a great job of diligently scouting out these clean food sources. And just having a clean food source is just so important these days. So I'm very grateful that you've taken the time to create this amazing store. And did you have a special? I know we talked at the break that you have you're offering a special for your for customers and new customers.
Yeah, for your radio listeners, I have a discount coupon they could use on the website, and the coupon code is RVS10. So RVS10, and that will give them a 10% discount off their purchases off of any foods or supplements.
And is there a time limit on this? Because I know this show is syndicated and archived, so it could be somebody hearing this next week that might be interested in purchasing. So is there any expiration date on that?
That would be good through October 2013.
Fantastic. And did you say
sorry, Mona. Also no, on our Facebook page, we have a coupon on there as well, a different coupon on there. So check out our Facebook page. And you can get a discount for your online shopping.
Wonderful. And you should like Carrie's page, too, and support a business like this that has only your best health in mind. So it's, like I said, a terrific, terrific store and a great place to experiment on thinking about going to a more raw diet. And, you know, you really have to just experiment for yourself to see if this is right for you. But I can tell you, and if you look on my webpage, sisterstalkradio.com, I've got Carrie's profile picture up there, and she has skin to die for. I mean, it's just glowing. And so she's a true testament to her lifestyle because, you know, we all want to feel like how you look. So, Carrie, that was just a fantastic photo, and that was taken a year ago?
Yes, it was taken 1 year ago in my store.
And great. Well, listen, we've got a couple of minutes left. Tell us about what you're doing at Bastyr.
Oh, yes, I'm teaching a few seminar classes at Bastyr University, and in October, I'm teaching raw food basics. So anyone who's interested in implementing more raw into their diet, this will really be supportive, and we will create recipes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snacks, and it'll be hands-on, so the participant will really learn, go out of the class with basically a blueprint is what I'm going to teach them, so they can learn how to understand the alchemy of flavors, and they can use this blueprint to create numerous recipes, or numerous tastes and flavors, different dinners, but using one recipe. So, for instance, if I teach them how to make a wrap, I'll tell them the main components, and then we'll go over the alchemy of flavor, and they'll understand how to create, you know, 10 different kinds of wraps, or actually infinite possibilities of different flavors of wraps that they can use in their lunches or dinners, and do hold up well for a day or two in their refrigerator, so they can make it ahead of time, and they can have their easy, convenient food for the week, and different flavors going on so they won't be bored, and it's going to be a really fun class.
Wonderful. Are there any prerequisites for people participating in this class? Do they have to know anything about raw food to go to it?
Not at all. We'll be discussing all the basics and fundamentals of raw food.
Fantastic. Well, as you know, Bastyr is a very well-known college for the many wonderful naturopaths that have come out of that college here in Seattle. So this is a real tribute to you, Carrie, to be able to offer your knowledge there through that school. So we're running short of time here, so I will post the link to her class in Bastyr and along with her website. So again, Carrie, thank you so much for being my guest today and for sharing your knowledge with our listeners.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Mona.
Thank you, and have a beautiful weekend. You've been listening to Sisters Talk Radio, and we'll be back next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.